Welcome to Her Take, a podcast by three best friends sharing their take on just about anything. I'm Kira.
I'm Jackie.
And I'm Jen.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get into it.
Hello, and welcome back to Her Take. My name is Kira. Thanks for joining us yet again. It is episode 84. So you have 83 other episodes you could catch up on. Or not. Whatever you want to do. That's fine. it's a lovely day here in New York. Hope it's lovely wherever you are. Happy weekend. Happy Tuesday, because it'll be Tuesday when you're listening to this, but it's the weekend for us. But on that, I think we'll just like get right into it. We're just gonna flow, see what happens, chat a little bit. We're gonna start with our check-in, where we just see how everyone's been doing and feeling this week. So I'll pass it over to Jen. I feel like we often start with Jackie because hers is the first name on the list. So I'm gonna mix it up. Jen, how's your week?
Wow, switching it up. My week has been good. I think I am becoming the busiest person alive, which I guess is a good problem as things are reopening.
That's like your standard, though. This is back to normal for you.
It is back to normal. You know, the thing is, I have a lot of different friend groups. So it's like you hang out one friend group on Friday, you hang out with a different friend group on Saturday. Work is busy. We're getting interns soon. So got to prep for the interns, and then lots of other things going on. So yeah, I'm pretty busy, but it's a good thing. I actually went to a bar last night.
Wow.
And a real bar, and I didn't sit down. I was just up, and it was lovely. But what I don't miss, and I forgot about this, is trying to get drinks at the bar, and you're all crowding at the bar, trying to get the bartender's attention. So that was weird. I went to Brooklyn and made friends with these people. It was like my friends, girlfriends, friends. things are kind of like going back to normal, and there was a very cute boy, but I did not kiss him, sadly. Life is slowly going back to normal, and I'm excited, and I'm vaccinated, so I'm able and willing to do anything at this point. It's just getting used to going back to normal and like going to bars. And am I allowed to go out and go dancing? I don't remember how to do that. What are the kids wearing these days? So it's all very exciting. That's pretty much it about me. But other thing I just wanted to mention was, next weekend for Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to fucking Ithaca. So I'm not thrilled about it. I'm spending time with my extended family, who are the Trump supporters, and we don't love them.
Oh, Trump wrapping paper.
That's family.
That's just how I remember
That's them. That's them. But if anyone has any recommendations for what to do in Ithaca and in the surrounding area, I think we're technically going to Auburn. I don't know how close that is to Ithaca. My understanding is they're all pretty close, but regardless, if anyone has any recommendations, send them over to your girl, because I need them.
Never been there. Thank you. Sorry.
Sad. we'll report back eventually.
Fun week for Jen. Yeah. A crowded bar sounds definitely scary, but you're right. You're allowed to do it.
Yeah. They just asked me if I was vaccinated, and I said yes, and that was it in terms of the vetting process. Mm-hmm. So obviously not vetting too much, but I mean, I am.
Right.
So at this point, it's, if you're going to a bar and you're not vaccinated, that's your own problem.
Right.
So that's my two cents. But yeah, it was nice. And I haven't been to Brooklyn since I've been here. So that was an interesting adventure.
Fun.
Exciting.
So fun. Yes, yes. That's pretty much it. Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention is, I think in New York, the curfew is still midnight. It's rough. Like, you're out and then it's midnight and you're like, now what?
And then you can't be out anymore.
Right, then you have to be home. Interesting. I didn't realize there was still a curfew. Kind of forgot that they put curfews out. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, the curfew was originally 10. So, really, I know. You couldn't do anything. Yeah. I don't really know what the rules are anymore. If someone would like to outline them for us, would appreciate that as well.
Yeah, well, no, that is very exciting. I don't know how I feel about being in a crowded bar. I haven't done that yet. I haven't gone that far. I mean, I did outdoor dining, and I've been doing that a little bit here and there. So, but that's exciting. And back in Brooklyn, wow. Or, well, I guess you never were in Brooklyn, so there's nothing to go back to.
Yeah.
You took the subway?
I know. It's just weird because
okay,
we took the subway back. So on the way there, the Uber was $30, which for those of you who have been in New York City, the Ubers have been really expensive lately. So that was a rarity. But yeah, we took the subway back and it was actually pretty quick. So good to know. It's not too hard to get to and from Brooklyn via subway. But yeah, I mean, I haven't really been out at bars either. So this was really my first time. I've done a little bit of like indoor dining now just because I can. But yeah, it's definitely like an adjustment. But also once you start drinking, you kind of get over it very quickly.
Exciting time.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Life is like going back to normal. It's like very weird, but I'm here for it. Thank you.
Nice. You're welcome.
Thank you, Fauci.
Thank you, Fauci. Jackie, how was your week?
Yeah, I had a good week. Not much going on other than I started watching The Handmaid's Tale, as we were chatting about a little bit before we started recording. So blessed be the fruit. Under his eye, praise be. Thank you all. Mm. I'm on season 3. I started watching this week.
Oh my god.
You're so fast.
I'm really good at binge watching. I don't know what else to say. I had purposely not watched Handmaid's Tale because it was too real. It was too depressing. I had seen clips, and when I realized I had seen clips of the flashbacks, like there was one where all of the women get fired, and I was like, oh my god, look, because it's illegal for women to work, right? And it's just, oh,
and they like take their credit cards,
yeah, stuff and like stuff. That and yeah. I just thought, oh my god, no, this is too much, I can't handle it. But it's really good. I also forgot that Alexis Bledel is in it, and obviously we love Alexis Bledel. Roy Gilmore,
I'm pretty sure she won an Emmy.
I think
for
so
it.
She better have.
I might be making that up, but I think she won an Emmy.
She's
for
fantastic.
Her role.
It's so interesting to see actors that you see in very different roles.
Evolve.
Yeah. And she played sweet, innocent Rory Gilmore, who becomes not so sweet, not so innocent by the end of it. But, I mean, right. A totally different person, character from the person on the show. Although not really, because they're both, like, very smart, intellectual women who, you know, but the characters that they play are very different. And then also Bradley Whitford, who plays a commander in Handmaid's Tale. So he's like one of the bad guys. I haven't determined how bad he is. He's like kind of sometimes bad and then sometimes not so bad. He played Josh Lyman, obviously, on The West Wing. And it's also just a totally different character. But the mannerisms and the way he delivers the lines is the same. So it's actually, when I heard him talk, I thought it was funny. It was not as scary to me because he just sounded like his character from The West Wing. I don't know if maybe that was a choice probably that he made. It's funny too because he said in an interview, he's like, I only play like racist white men, or I only play racist old guys now, because he was the father in Get Out and now he's on Handmaid's Tale. And he was in something else too. He only plays terrifying racist white guys. So that's what he's been typecast as.
We love it. I'm like inspired to start Handmaid's Tale. I've only watched the first episode and it was difficult for me to get through, but I think I need to give it another chance because everybody raves about it. So
it's just so well done, and the character development is really interesting as you move through it. But it's definitely hard to watch, and I think I've said this before on the pod, but I started watching Grace and Frankie because I needed something after that show to, like,
buffer,
not think about Handmaid's Tale, because it's real. It is dark. and just very, like, realistic, just very possible, especially while Trump was president. But yeah, no, it's a really well-done show, amazing acting. They've won a lot of awards. I'm kind of surprised it's, like, still going. I just kind of thought, like, are we over
still going?
It?
Yeah. I thought it was done.
No, it's only on its fourth season, though. Considering most shows are around six seasons, I wonder how long it'll go.
Right, right. But I kind of felt after season one, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm good. I get it. But yeah, no, glad you're watching it and enjoying it.
It was, it was also just hilarious to me when a refugee arrives to Canada, which is the thought of an American refugee.
Oh, the Canadian, like, welcome to Canada. We're here to help you.
They
is
give
hysterical.
Them a cell phone, money, cell phone paid for a year, health insurance, all this stuff that they probably didn't have in America. And I just thought
the health insurance.
A lot of things that we still don't really have in America.
No, I mean, like, I mean, like, pre-America, like before Gilead, before the Sons of Jake's. You know what I mean?
Because
there's one of the characters that does a surrogacy, becomes a surrogate to make money, and she says, oh, I can pay off my student loans, and I'm just like, oh my god, like, this is so real. That part, there's some things that aren't funny, but it made me laugh. Or they're not meant to be funny, but it is funny to me.
And then there's the book that Margaret Atwood came out with recently, and I read it. Now I can't remember what it's called, but it's like the future, like Gilead a little later, like post the Handmaid's Tale time. It's very interesting. Or wait, does it go like back and forth? No, I think it's just the future.
Interesting. And did you read Handmaid's Tale the book beforehand?
Yes. Not beforehand, actually, but I read it after watching the first season. It's actually a really quick read. You'll go through it quickly. It's a short book. But yeah, the book is, well, I don't know, actually, because I feel like the show, maybe because Margaret Atwood was involved in the show, I feel like the show did a really good job of, like, bringing the book to life.
I'm intrigued. Yeah. Maybe that'll be my next read. I gotta get back into reading.
Yeah, we need a summer reading list. Maybe we'll compile that and talk about that soon and put together some good ideas.
Her takes summer reading list.
Yeah, that'd be fun, right? You know how Obama has a reading list? We can also do one, too.
I just have been reading whatever Reese Witherspoon recommends.
Whatever TV show that she stars in, whatever the book that it's based on, just read that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So brilliant.
It hasn't failed me yet, so... Thanks, Reese.
So, Kira, what's going on with you?
Oh, well, you know, same old, same old. My mom says I sound self-deprecating when I say I have nothing going on. And I don't mean it to be self-deprecating. Like, self-deprecating is only good when it's funny. And I don't mean this as a joke. Like, I just mean it like I don't have a lot going on. So, I don't know what you want, lady.
Mom.
I can give you a play-by-play. I wake up most mornings around 6:30, but lately I haven't been able to get out of bed till like 7.
So late.
Yeah, and then, you know, I usually have to go to the bathroom first thing after waking up.
Stop you there.
And then, I like to have some water and stretch, light stretching, just get the body moving. And then it's time for coffee, so I go downstairs, I make some coffee. I like a medium to dark roast. I'm a French press
person. What kind of milk?
I'll use an oat milk.
That's what my mom uses.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I don't like too much.
Do you have to put sugar in it, or just like it's sweetened already?
No, I don't do
sugar. A
little
bit. The oat milk sometimes is a little sweet.
No, I don't like sweet coffee.
Got it.
I just want a little bit of milk. I want mainly coffee. I want it to be pretty dark.
Interesting.
A little milk. I'll read the news a little bit while waiting for my coffee. I'll usually like watch YouTube or a TV show while drinking my coffee. I like to take it slow.
And then, the Real Housewives of New Jersey season 11 just finished and they had reunion part 1, so you can watch that.
I should watch.
Watch what happens live, you know?
Watch what happens live.
This is really good content.
This is what I'm talking about. Is this what you want? And then I'll go work out a little bit. Nothing too intense, but I just feel like my body, I don't want it to get too mushy. So just a little weight.
Yeah, a wedding to be in shape for. And I've been saying I'm going to be in shape for this wedding for the last 8 months, and it's 3 weeks away. scary thought, or 4 weeks away, and I'm not ready.
Yeah, I think it's like 4 weeks.
It's less than a month.
I mean, it's not my wedding, so I don't really, like, I haven't been, like, dying to get in shape, you know? I just feel like in general,
I do a lot of sitting. That's just going to be the first, like, photographs, full length of me in about a year and a half.
For sure.
So, you know, I was hoping to be a little more trim, maybe to have put off some of this quarantine weight. But we're just going to try and stick to a nice diet of salads and vegetables and things like that and see what happens. Probably not much.
And if you don't, whatever. It's fine. Whatever. Like I said, it's not your wedding. But yeah, just the general, like, you know, making sure I'm not too squishy.
Yeah, I feel that.
And then it's breakfast time.
Oh my God.
You have such like a calm
I'm done.
I feel like my world is so different. I like wake up, it's like in a rush. I like roll out of bed. It's like 8:55. I open my laptop.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. We wake up too soon to when we have to start work. And Kira's up at 6:30.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it should be, but that's not how
I everyone's
it's
different.
Hard to will yourself to get
everyone's different.
Yeah, I'm not a
morning
person.
It takes me a while in the morning to, like, start thinking, you know? So I'll wake up early, but I'm, like, moving slow, you know? I don't start actually doing, like, work until 9-ish anyway. I just, like, have 2 hours of slow movingness.
It's your you time.
But I do that pretty much every day, so that's the play-by-play.
Riveting. Thank you for sharing.
Weekends, too.
You're a true grandma.
Legit. I had all brand for breakfast today. I am a grandma.
But I love it. I love it.
I love brand cereals. It's weird. Well, thanks for coming to my day in the life vlog.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Like and subscribe. The only other thing I was going to say is June gets a little busy, so this will probably be my last episode till July.
I don't know when we're going to record next month. Jen and
Peace
I,
out.
Because it's going to be a little hectic.
We're busy as well.
We're social
might
butterflies.
Might not have as regular podcasts as per usual. We'll record when we record.
Yeah.
See you eventually.
Yeah. And to be fair, like, I used to feel more guilty or something, I guess would be, guilty is probably the right word, if, like, we didn't record, but lately, clearly, we've been, like, struggling with ideas, so I think it'll be good to, like,
have a break
and think about things.
And you know what? Life's going back
to
normal.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say.
And you should be able to enjoy that. And it's fine. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't owe anyone.
I'm not guilty this time.
Yeah.
I feel like I the break is needed because I need some inspiration to come back on.
Yeah. Listen.
The pod, you know?
We love the pod. But this is not our top priority, so it's
only
okay.
Only our friends listen to it.
We got things
anyway.
To do.
Shout out to our listeners.
Yeah.
People to see.
Yeah.
Weddings to attend.
But yeah, just wanted to say ta-ta for now. See you later.
Thanks for
Talk
listening.
Talk soon. Thanks for listening. Bye. But anyway, speaking of being busy, it's been hot, guys.
Hot.
It's summer.
Yo.
I mean,
Wednesday
like,
good weather.
Was hot. I was sweating.
Wednesday was absurd. Okay. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but like, I don't own shorts because I don't like shorts. Wednesday, it occurred to me, I need to buy some shorts. I need to figure out a way to get some shorts because it is too hot.
Sundress. That's the way around it.
Yeah. No, I love wearing a dress. Just some situations, I feel like a little, I don't want to wear a dress, you know? So I'll have to think about possibly venturing into some short territory eventually. Personally, like 90 on the East Coast.
It's going to be 88 degrees today.
It's too much. But happy to have longer days and sunnier days. And I enjoy the summer. What are you guys looking forward to this summer?
Well, I'm excited for... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, go. I'm excited to see... You know, I said this last week when I was in Sleepy Hollow for the half marathon. It was nice to just sort of chit-chat and hang out with people outside, even though they were all strangers and I didn't know anyone else there. I think that is something that as things reopen in New York City is going to be reopening. Something like July 1st is a big day for New York and for the city. I'm excited for all of those little, like, fun social interactions to come back. It's just nice to see people and to hang out. Also, I just want to apologize if you hear any strange noises, because I've had to relocate to my laundry room because my mom was vacuuming the attic and it was really, really loud. So apologies in advance if you hear clanking and banging. I think this is more quiet than the rest of my house, but I'm not sure. This is crazy. So I'm excited just to get out and do things and be young again. I want to be in my 20s.
Be young again.
I feel.
Yeah, I feel that.
I feel. I'm definitely looking forward to some friend trips, like beach trips or, you know, going somewhere for the weekend. Like, you know, a nice little weekend trip to the Hamptons or somewhere. Looking forward to that. Rooftop bars. Cannot wait. Can't wait for that. Backyard barbecues, picnics.
Yeah.
We had a lovely picnic not too long ago, back in March. Yeah. Would love to do more of that.
Yeah.
Tan skin.
I know, the weather does just make me happy. You know, it's so nice just being outside. Granted, like, the whole thing about the pandemic, like, now we could technically be inside with people, but we're all like, I'm so excited to be outside with people. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the food. Like, lately I've just been craving watermelon, like,
I
nobody's business.
Fruit,
I just
watermelon don't. Sugar. Hi.
I just, like, watermelon is so summer to me. And when it gets warmer, I just want to eat a ton of watermelon. And, like, corn is getting better again. Something about corn on the cob. Just so good.
I love peaches. Corn, but eating corn on the cob is such a hassle.
Yeah.
I have an excellent method for
eating
corn.
I just, like, embrace it. Yeah, it's really odd, but it's very
clean.
Oh, it
with your
teeth
on the bottom? Yeah. Like,
yeah, yep. She just, like, picks it row by row.
You know,
that's the way to do it.
Weird,
but then it still gets caught.
Let me tell you something. I'm the only one that has clean teeth after eating corn. And all these other people living in the year 1200 have corn all up in their teeth.
I have clean teeth while eating corn. It just, I have to use a napkin a lot to wipe my mouth.
I think it's a very efficient, clean way to eat corn. So, yeah, use your bottom teeth.
Messy food, though.
To pull the kernels out.
Whatever works for you, you know? I really want to go to the beach, too, though. That sounds nice. I went to the dermatologist this week. Spice up your life. I was really busy. So now I'm just scared about all my moles constantly.
Yeah, you're a very moly person.
This year, they're still good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very pale.
A moly person.
So.
It's true.
If you go to the beach, put on a lot of sunscreen.
The sun is the devil for your skin. You don't want a wrinkle. That's what you gotta worry about.
I want, like, a tan, too. You know what I mean? So I feel like.
I know. It's tough.
I used to be like that, and as I've gotten older, I've just decided I'd rather be wrinkle-free in the future and as white as paper now.
I don't look good
but
pale,
but they like
though.
Fake tanning.
You look good pale. I don't.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Well, sometimes when I see my legs, especially this time of year, like when I pull them out of pants, I'm like, whoa, that's a little blinding. But yeah. In general, just embracing it. But there are, like, sun-free tanning options.
Yes. I was just going to mention, I've been using these tanning drops that you, like, mix into your moisturizer. It hasn't failed me yet too much. Although, recently, I put it on my face, and I don't know what happened, but my forehead is splotchy, and I don't know. I don't know how that happened, because I thought I mixed it pretty well.
Maybe, did you need to exfoliate your skin beforehand? Sometimes, I don't know. I have no idea. I've never used self-tanner.
I don't know, but it's not, like, an exfoliating splotch. It's, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe
it. It just went on patchy.
It's like,
it, like, dried patchy.
Yeah, it didn't apply evenly, so I have to wear a lot of foundation at the moment, which is fine for now, but I will not be touching it again for at least a week because I'm a little scared.
Mm.
But yeah, anyway, that's an option.
That is an option. Safety first.
It's sort of been interesting, too, to see like tourism come back. I'm definitely not going to be traveling on an airplane anytime soon, and I'd like to do maybe some like road trips or something this summer. And we talked about this. I really want to go to Acadia at some point. I don't know like if when that will happen soon, but I read an article that said that China tourism is back to pre-pandemic levels, which I think is pretty interesting. Obviously, China has dealt with the COVID outbreak a lot better than lots of different countries. I would say like the U.S. as
including
well.
The yeah. U.S.
I think it is interesting that people, I mean, like I understand
because it's a dictatorship,
yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. Like, yes, I also remember hearing on the news back when the COVID outbreak was first starting, and they were saying something like, if you already live like in an oppressed, like authoritarian society, it's much easier to comply with these sorts of like lockdown rules, because like in America, people would be like, this is against my civil liberties and my civil rights, and they would try to like kidnap the governor of Ohio. But in China, they don't really have, unfortunately, those kinds of decisions, or they don't have that freedom available to them already, so it's a lot easier for them to comply. But I think that's just kind of wild to me how in so many ways the COVID outbreak in India is really bad, but then you have tourism to China that is back to where it used to be, and Europe is going to be opening up to vaccinated tourists this summer, including vaccinated Americans. Mm.
Which is interesting because Europe has been worse than America, but whatever. My question about China is, who's going to China?
I don't know if it's...
Like, did they say like who's traveling? Is it Americans?
It's like mostly Westerners. I feel like it's probably most people from... maybe that part
other
of the
Asian
world.
Countries,
because I feel like I don't hear.
I was just curious because I'm like, if a lot
China,
of Americans are going
Americans
to China,
to
you guys are hypocritical.
Do you know what
right,
I mean?
That's true. Cabo, yeah.
I mean, China is not close as well.
Yeah,
so.
Also,
it's not. I just wasn't sure. Like, maybe people are going for business and whatnot. I don't know. I just think it's interesting that their tourism has gone up. Given that a lot of people were blaming
them
for
given
the pandemic,
the outbreak,
which is
I mean, it's
racist.
I mean, it started there. Like, not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it did.
At the risk of, not to put like, yeah, I mean, like, it's true that the outbreak started there. There's no, that is fact, so.
Yeah. Curious. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm ready to travel internationally this year. Yeah,
definitely not.
One of our friends has been trying to convince me to go to Portugal and Morocco. I am just afraid if something like what is happening in India happens somewhere else. I feel like within the U.S. you're safe to travel.
Yeah, I'm definitely into some road trips. My brother just graduated, actually, college. So he had a proper
congrats.
Graduation. But we were trying to think of, like, something like, a road trip we could do together. But we, like, can't handle each other for long periods of time. So we need a short trip.
You should go to...
But yeah, I've been trying to think of little
maybe like
more
Cape
local.
Cod, yeah.
Or set.
Or...
We could do
like
that.
Like, Delaware by the beach.
Oh, I want to go to Rhode Island. Can we go to Rhode Island?
Sure.
I'm down. Living that Taylor
That's
Swift
an easy state. You can do it all in one day.
Oh yeah, Rhode Island
I can
is
go
not
right
far.
After the wedding.
Yeah, I do really want to see her house. My parents have sailed by
Wait,
it.
Wait, Kira, take me
amazing.
On your boat.
Take us all on your boat.
Sure.
The thing with like going
hold
to
her tick, fam.
Watch Hill is like it's pretty small, so I feel like if you try to like stalk Taylor Swift's house, which like I don't recommend that you like stalk celebrities, right? But if you want to like see where her house is, like it's kind of like hard to be inconspicuous, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
can
yeah,
you
yeah.
see her house from the beach?
Yeah, but I think that beach is private.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's for people
there
who, like, live there.
There is a public beach, but it's hard to get to. It's easy.
It's easy to see by boat.
Yeah. Let's charter a boat.
Well, yeah,
to
she has, like, that
Joe.
Huge retaining wall that kind of separates her, though.
Must be nice.
Crazy. That house has, like, I forget, like, 8 kitchens or something absurd.
Oh, my God.
Which is so
you know
unnecessary.
She also paid for that house
I don't,
cash.
Like, I...
Like, that's baller.
I think so.
I
like, read about that house after that, her song about the last great American dynasty or whatever, where she talked about that house. And I was reading it, and just the 8 kitchens really got to me because, like, I just don't understand the point. Like, there's only three meals a day.
Right.
Plus snacks. Why do you need eight kitchens?
You don't. I mean, we know this. She has, like, all her friends over there and stuff like that. Right. It's more,
but no,
like,
matter how many people you have.
I mean, no, it's completely ridiculous. I agree.
What is the
point? But I'm sure there's so many bedrooms.
What is the point of having eight kitchens? Like, if it's like a...
No, there's no point of eight kitchens. But I understand the house. It's just to highlight how huge the house is. It's so big that there's eight kitchens. And you will not use seven of them, most likely. Like, I bet there's one kitchen that she uses.
Because that's
I don't know the point of the others.
Half your ingredients in one kitchen, half in another.
Because you're like, oh, I left the lime in kitchen number five. You know? You have to go walk 3 miles to kitchen number five.
Some people have.
Anyway, Taylor Swift, have us over.
I can see how, especially those older houses, usually had the kitchen in, like, the lower level for the staff to use. And that was the kitchen that you would get served from. And maybe if it's been modernized, it has a regular kitchen on the first floor. So maybe two kitchens could make sense.
I totally understand two kitchens.
Imagine having to go
totally.
Into the basement every time you want to fry an egg. It's annoying. Come on. Eight? Do you think maybe they're kitchenettes? Maybe it's a kitchenette? I'm trying to justify
I have no
it.
Idea.
That house definitely doesn't have a kitchenette. Who am I kidding? I had a kitchenette in my college dorm room.
Where is, like, Taylor Swift primarily located?
I think Nashville.
At this time.
Well, I think during quarantine, she was primarily in Rhode Island.
Oh. But, yeah, that's a better place to quarantine.
Like, that's a good
Nashville.
Quarantine home. But I think most of her, I don't know that she spends that much time in Nashville anymore. Because she also has her New York City apartment. And I think she's there a good amount.
Right.
Yeah, she graduated
well, she was
from.
But I really don't know.
Well, she definitely did the New York thing, like the 1989 era, and I want to say the Reputation era as well, but I don't, like, know where she hangs out.
I don't know her day-to-day. Upload, give us your day-to-day vlog.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, I gave mine.
Yeah. She's definitely an East Coast girl, though, which is funny. I'm sure she has a California home, though.
I'm sure she does, but yeah, I don't know that she spends a ton of time there. But I do think the pandemic... I don't know why I feel this, but I feel like I, too, would spend my time in that Watch Hill house.
Yeah, you know, you get bored of one kitchen, you go to the other.
Exactly. You could, like, be in a different house every day in that house, you know?
Never get bored. Must be nice.
Never get bored. Must be nice. I, too, would like to spend my pandemic in that house. Yeah.
What a detour.
I guess that's it. What a detour.
You know, the lives of the rich and famous just fascinate me, so... I just think about all the success, and sometimes it disgusts me, and then other times I'm just like, wow, that'd be great.
Oh my god, have you guys heard Jeff Bezos bought a 417-foot boat?
I have no concept of how big that is.
It's about half a yacht. A yacht is probably, like a cruise ship. Wait, I'm thinking cruise ship. A cruise ship is probably about 1,000 feet. So it's about half a cruise ship.
Why? For what reason?
Here's my... issue with it. If I had that much money, there are so many other things I could spend my money on. Not even donating to charity like his amazing ex-wife. There are just literally so many other things that I could spend my money on than a boat where you will not use 98% of it. Like, there is no point
but that,
to 417 feet.
That 2% is enough. And when you have that amount of money, drop a mil, it's not a big deal.
No, that boat has to be more than $1 million.
Oh, that boat is way more than
I have no concept of how...
Let me
look
that up.
You know why I know this,
Jen?
Because
how much money
I used to watch... There used to be this show on, like, VH1 or on E, and it would talk about... I forget exactly what it would be, but it would talk about all of the expensive items celebrities purchased, from homes to yachts to cars. And so, as a child, I had a good idea of how much a mega yacht would cost. So this is why I feel, like, pretty confident in the, like, 100.
Would you like to guess how much the boat
So it's costs? 417 21. Feet. I'm going to say, like, $150 million.
They estimate it is over $500 million.
I said 21.
I know.
That's
I was almost
huge,
like, Jen. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There, like, is just literally no point to it, in my opinion. Like, you could have a very nice, beautiful... Rafael Nadal has a stunning yacht. that's like 60 feet and gorgeous on the inside, and he will probably use also, all of it. And that was a few million.
You can't dock a boat that big in most ports.
Buy a dock.
Absolutely not, because it's 400
like you can't,
feet.
Like Venice yeah, made no. it illegal to dock a cruise ship in, like, do you remember seeing those images of boats in Venice, of cruise ships, sorry, not boats, and it would be taller than all of the buildings and the monuments surrounding it. So they've now since outlawed that. And if you want to dock in Venice, you have to go where the cargo ships go. So you can't even, like, fucking dock in a nice port because it's too damn big. Like, you want to go to Amalfi?
To me, it's just, like, not...
Amalfi?
No, it's not relaxing or enjoyable.
It's just enormous and cumbersome.
It's not nice. But look up Rafael Nadal's boat. It's gorgeous. Anyway, I don't know why. I guess we were just speaking of the rich and famous and them having unnecessary space.
Unnecessary purchases.
And, like, your wife left you. So, like... You're going to be on this boat alone.
Maybe.
I don't know how your kids feel about
maybe
you.
Maybe the
but...
boat is compensating for other areas of his life.
For no, that's what it screams to me. It screams like midlife crisis, in need of therapy, not doing well. Jeff Bezos, okay. Bill Gates will probably be hanging out there too.
Bill Gates will one-up him with like a 500-foot
418-foot yeah. boat. That's what my dad said he would get.
Oh, man.
Wait, now I'm saying, now there's another article that's saying it's $1.2 billion. So I'm not sure how much this boat costs, but either way, it's way more than a million.
That's like one of the richest people in the world's entire net worth. It's a $1.2 billion boat, yacht, cruise ship. What even is that? Oh, my God. That's actually disgusting.
It's really
sometimes
it's
I'm like whatever
to me. I do
spend
not like
your money
it.
However you want to spend it, but that I think it's actually kind of gross.
No, this one really like I don't know why, but it really bothered me. I was like, this is like
I
not
think
okay.
Because like people are dying, you know what I mean? So Cam,
or maybe Rafael Nadal's is 80 feet. Retake Rafael Nadal has an 80-foot boat. Either way, it's much more reasonable. Oh, this one is so pretty. Everybody should look this up. This boat is stunning.
Well, I think we should continue on the theme of celebrity news and our opinions on them.
Yes, please tell me hot takes.
All right, well, I'll start. Love is Alive
Go for
news.
It.
Two Love is Alive newses. Newses? News? I don't know.
Newsies.
Newsy?
Love is Alive. So A$AP Rocky and Rihanna are apparently dating, which I think I knew, but I had forgotten that I knew that.
I had no idea.
And
I think I cannot keep up with... I feel like she's was. I thought she was dating a Turkish
a
millionaire
Saudi
or something.
Billionaire? That
I don't
was
know.
Old news, I think.
A Saudi billionaire? I can't keep up. Turkish
Same
millionaire,
difference.
Saudi
yeah,
billionaire.
I mean, but does he have
know.
Like a 400-foot boat? Like, probably not. Therefore, she moved on to A$AP Rocky.
No, Jeff Bezos.
But yeah. Anyway, they've been dating, I guess, for a bit, and he said that
A$AP Rocky is beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
That is a pretty man.
I mean, only the best for Rihanna. And is claiming that she is the one.
Wow.
Which is very sweet. He's like, when you know, you know. And she's just the one. And I just want to say to A$AP Rocky that, dude, obviously she's the one. Like, of course Rihanna's the one. She's the one for all of us. Does she feel the same way about you? That's really the question. So I feel like she's kind of...
Rihanna's like, whatever.
Yeah. She's like out here doing her own thing. You know, she's got her Fenty skin, she's got her Savage Fenty lingerie, like, she is just businesswoman, beautiful, doing her thing, but at the same time, it's like, what is Rihanna up to? I feel like no one talks to her, like, she's just there, it's kind of like Beyonce, like, untouchable, Rihanna's the queen, no one talks to her, she doesn't do interviews, but she's just, you know, dominating the world.
Yeah, she's silent. Yeah, we never Rocky. Hear from her, but she is everywhere, which is kind of crazy.
Yes.
She hasn't made music in a while, I feel like.
I've been waiting, girl. I've been waiting.
I had a dream that she made new music.
What is
I
up?
Can't remember. It was this week. I was not kidding.
That's hysterical. I got my first Fenty beauty product.
Oh, wow.
Has anybody tried
it? Yeah, the
what did you
gloss
get?
Bomb thing. I have the lip gloss.
Ah. I got a foundation because, well, it's like a powder foundation. I don't own makeup anymore, and because we have this wedding coming up, I was like, I need to get some makeup. And I really wanted a cushion foundation that are like the pad, but it's squishy and soft. But not a lot of people make that. Like, the only option was, like, Dior, and I wasn't going to buy a $80 foundation. So instead I tried Fenty, and they have, like, this powder foundation that had really good reviews, but I actually haven't tried it yet. But yeah, I was like, oh, I should try Fenty.
Wow. I feel like a lot of, like, Korean beauty brands make those cushion foundations.
They do. They do. And there's Amore Pacific, which is a Korean makeup brand. And they were available, but that was also like $60. And I just felt, I don't wear makeup that much right now. And I didn't want to spend that much money at the moment. Maybe if we like start venturing out into the world more again, I'll build up. But the Fenty Beauty is like about $30, which was
much more reasonable,
I felt.
I use the Maybelline like Wake Me Up concealer. And I feel like I can just use a little bit under the eyes and a couple of other places and I'm good to go. As long as I can just keep it as like little as possible, that's kind of what I'm going for.
Yeah. I'm not really like a foundation person anymore anyway, but this was a powder and everybody said it was really low coverage, which I liked.
Yeah. So I have been struggling with all of this because I don't feel like I have an even skin tone, so I kind of need like a foundation or something.
Or a color corrector.
Going anywhere. Yeah, but it's like I really need more than just concealer. So it's been tough because I don't want to wear any of that stuff, but I also kind of need it. It's rough.
Well, let you know my thoughts on the powder foundation if it works. The pictures looked not too like powdery either. Like that was part of it. It's like it's almost like a powdery cream, if that makes sense. Not like a powder that you look cakey, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. That was just on a Fenty. Excited to try.
No, it's all good.
Fenty.
Another Love is Alive news. Ariana Grande apparently got married.
That's crazy to
me. Yeah. I saw that. I would like pictures, girl. Upload them.
I know. Like, it's not real. Pixar didn't happen.
Right.
I mean, it seems like she really likes this other guy. Obviously,
I hope she likes him
because she married
but
him.
I wonder what the rush is for Ariana Grande. She did the same thing with Pete Davidson. It was like a very rushed engagement. A second, like she's not that much older than us. She's maybe 27.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
But congrats, I guess. Love is alive, fam.
Thing. My cousin once said, you know, if you're really rich, getting engaged is very romantic. And, like, if you're rich and you don't really, like, mind spending that money on the ring and whatnot, or, like, the wedding and then it doesn't work out, you don't mind getting divorced. It's very romantic to get married. I think that's why rich people get married a lot.
Well, just, like, yeah, caught they're up trying in the to spend their money somehow. Married. They're like, if I get married, I can spend
$300,000
on a wedding, $1 million on a wedding, whatever. Yeah.
To Jeff Bezos, he could have 500 million weddings, you know?
They'd all be loved.
Yeah, but just then kidding, all the divorces is where it gets you. Gotta sign that prenup.
Right. Sign a prenup.
Yeah. Also, a quick tangent, but I think everybody should have a prenup. I'm probably going to have a prenup before I get married, if I get married. I just think it's a – that was the one thing I learned from my law class was everybody should have a prenup. Mm. So – I think it should be more standard and it shouldn't be so stigmatized.
I don't think it's stigmatized, but I remember asking my parents like years ago if they had a prenup and they're like, that's for rich people. But you never know when people are going to end up getting rich. But my parents they're stuck together forever.
Yeah.
So
I mean, everybody not a problem has there. Assets, right? Like,
right.
I don't know.
I think we talked about this with Bill and Melinda.
Yeah.
But
it's also supposedly not too expensive.
You can get a postnup.
Yeah, but
you can do a postnup if like somebody ends up being super rich at some point.
It can be in the marriage. A little harder probably to get them to sign. Yeah, I think I would. Like if I was like ballin' by the time I got rich or by the time I got married, sorry. By the time I got rich. If I was ballin' by the time I got married, I'd be like, yeah, this is mine. If I owned like a home on my own, if I owned property, something like that, like those kinds of things something that like that increases in value and is an investment, something like that, especially, I think you want to protect. And that's just being smart because honestly, you never know, especially as a woman, I feel like it's so important to be financially independent and to protect what you have, because I feel like if life has taught me anything, people can change in an instant. So I feel like having a prenup is not being pessimistic. It's just being smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think if somebody asked, like, oh, should we get a prenup? I wouldn't be like, yeah, let's end this marriage.
You don't really love me, huh?
No problem. Yeah, I'm being, oh, you don't trust it?
The thing is, the prenup, yeah, it's like insurance. Yeah. It only goes into effect if something goes wrong.
Oh, you want insurance? So you're telling me you're going to crash your car, huh? Like, that's not, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Good analogy.
Yeah, so getting engaged, very romantic. Prenups, not so much.
But you know Ariana Grande's
but essential
unlock, so. Oh, yeah.
Hundo, she has a prenup. Oh, my God. Because I don't know what her hubby does.
He's like a real estate agent. He's a normal.
Yeah.
He's just a guy.
She needs a prenup because
I saw a funny meme, though, what he does. That her now husband is Pete Davidson, but in a different font.
He does look similar. She has an interesting type.
She likes skinny white guys, so, I mean.
Yeah.
Same.
Kind of funny looking.
Happens to the best of us. I think, though, her current husband is more attractive than Pete Davidson. Yeah. He's much prettier. Like, pretty is the word.
Like a gentler version, you know?
Yeah. You love it.
I feel that.
Anyway.
Jackie, any hot takes?
I do. I thought it was so interesting this week, or I guess this happened last week, but I didn't talk about it. I think the internet kind of canceled Chrissy Teigen. I know we've talked about cancel culture and how I'm not a big fan of it, but this is just an observation that I've seen. Apparently, these are old DMs that have surfaced from about 9 years ago that she tweeted to, or she direct messaged Courtney Stodden, who, if you don't know, she came to notoriety when I thought this was like, I actually remember learning about this as it was happening in real time.
I remember when this happened.
She was 16 at the time and she married a 51-year-old man with her mother's permission. And obviously it was big in the news because she's a child bride, or she was a child bride, even though her mother consented. And so Chrissy Teigen tweeted or direct messaged her and telling her that she should die and that she should kill herself. And those tweets have resurfaced, or the direct message came out. What were you going to say, Jen?
First of all, why add her and not the man? Not that it should be justified for either, but
all of, like, why the direct message was sent, but the point is that because Chrissy Teigen was 26, I think, at the time when she sent those tweets, because she's, like, 34 or 35 now, and that girl was 16. And so I just think it's crazy. Honestly, I've said this before about Chrissy Teigen. I generally had always liked her, but we talked about this, how I think she puts her foot in her mouth. I do think that I think she meant what she said. I think she was serious. I think that, it is really shitty what she did. But I also think that she often puts her foot in her mouth online, and cause like she recently deleted Twitter and said that it was just causing her too much stress and whatever other reason she said that she was deleting it for. I always said that I think that I do think she kind of brings it upon herself. Like she likes to get into fights online with people online, and she likes to be online, and she likes to post online, and she likes to give her opinions whether or not she should give them or whether or not people ask her for them. So I think this is an example of that, and I believe this. I believe that this is real. There's some questions about the authenticity, but I think it's real.
Well, I think it's real because she
admitted to it, and then she said that she was going to publicly apologize, but then also said she would privately apologize to Courtney, which she hasn't done, and she also blocked Courtney on Twitter. So, I mean, I guess this is before she deleted her Twitter. I'm not sure exactly the timeline for when she was blocked, but she can't see what's going on. Courtney Stodden is blocked on her end. So as a result, her Cravings by Chrissy Teigen line has been dropped by a couple of stores and they're no longer carrying it. I mean, honestly, we talked about cancel culture, and I don't know. I mean, this is pretty bad. Like, you're telling a young girl to kill herself, and you're a pretty famous person, so don't do that. That's pretty shitty. Like, yeah, maybe you should be dropped by the lines. I also just think that, like, Chrissy Teigen reminds me of people that we went to school with or family members that repost and share things on Facebook all day long and comment on everything and love to talk about things. And I think that she probably should just, like, not be on social media, and someone should take the phone away. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think the thing is, like you said, Jackie, so much is brought upon from herself, which is maybe not the best way of putting it. If she just deletes Twitter, so many of her problems would be solved. You know, it'd be like such a
weight off her shoulders. I mean, so she deleted her Twitter.
And she did it.
But it...
Yeah, but now she's back.
Oh, it's she like, is
don't
back.
You have something else to do? Don't you have better things that you could be doing with your time?
But also, she is so popular now because of her Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I
like, she
her on
was
Twitter.
Just... Yeah, that is what really has brought her
fame
so much. Like, fame, and why she has cravings with Chrissy Teigen is because of her social media presence.
Yeah, that is
presence.
A fair point. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
But I agree. She really, like, she said she goes too far, tries to be funny. Sometimes she is really funny and relatable, whatnot. This was, like, you know, we spoke about it on the pod last week, and my feelings haven't changed. I have never said that to somebody, and I will never say that to somebody. We all say things wrong and mess up and have problematic opinions sometimes, but
yeah.
I've never told somebody to go kill themselves. And
yeah,
I just
far.
Think
yeah.
she went too far.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm sure she'll, like, go quiet for a while and come back eventually, but this was, you know, her apology was pretty weak.
Yeah.
All things considered.
I will say, I'm happy that you brought up the point that, like, her career has been built a lot by social media. So I think it is fair to bring that up. It's like, she's going to use social media because she's been so successful because of it. So it's, like, also not fair to be like, well, she can be successful using this tool, these platforms. And, like, I would do the same thing. Like, if I was becoming famous and making money from social media, like, I would do the same thing. But I think she often goes too far on a lot of things, so.
Agree.
Yeah.
Disappointing. I'm also surprised it took so long to come out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the...
You know? Because, like, I don't know what Courtney Stodden is doing now.
Well, she's divorced, thank God.
Or, like, why this came out.
Yeah.
She did get divorced, no. I do remember when that happened, because she's around our age, maybe, I think. And I remember when she was getting married. And
she's
like,
either 24 or 25, which we're all 24 or 25. On the spot, so.
Yeah, then she got married and, like, did a ton of plastic surgery.
Gross.
So, she lives a different life.
Just gross in general. Like, why were you marrying a 50-year-old?
I think she was gross.
Yeah, she's definitely, like, not my favorite person on the planet. But I just would never...
I mean, it's really at the man, though. Why are you marrying a 16-year-old
girl? 100% Courtney Sutton
for
was
sure.
groomed. You know what
Creepy.
I mean? Like, she didn't just... She is who she is because of the adults.
Groomed, and also, like, she made money from that. Like, I understand. Interesting. Well, I don't have any hot takes, so.
The celebs are doing all the work for us this week, so we got plenty to comment on.
Appreciate. Any retakes? Sheroes? Heroes? I don't think we have those this week, no.
We're slacking on the sheroes and heroes. No one's... You know, standing
no
up to us.
No one's inspiring us.
Yeah. But a retake, I just want to apologize for my dating story last week, because I was listening back to it as I was editing the podcast. It was very hard to listen to. I said like a lot.
It happened.
I think I was trying to summarize what had happened as best as I could. And in doing so, I was... You know, jumping around in my mind, which was very difficult to do. And I was like, well, this happened and this happened and yada, yada, yada. But something else I want to be mindful of that I need to do a better job of is I often talk so much about, like, the bad qualities about people, especially people that I'm dating or seeing or whatever. But these people have good qualities too. So, you know, this guy definitely needs therapy, definitely was scared about being in a relationship. And I wasn't going to sit around for all that because... I'm too mature for that, but this guy is redeemable, you know? So.
Yeah.
For sure. I feel that. Sometimes another reason I'm looking forward to a break from the pod is because it's so easy to get caught up in, like, complaining about other people, including celebrities. And I just need a break from that, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see the good in the world.
I feel that. feel that.
Yeah. But on that note, see you when I see you. Have a good few weeks. See you guys IRL soon. I guess we'll all
see you when we see each other and the listeners and each other because...
Yeah, up to you guys. Yeah. We're all pretty busy in June, though.
It's going to be busy.
That vaccinated life.
Yeah, not going to be around next weekend because of Memorial Day weekend. But Jackie and I will return at some point. Also, Bachelorette is coming back first week of June.
We got to talk about it.
We're going to have a lot of content.
Follow us on Twitter at HerTakePod for all the live tweets. That's a stick.
We're back and better than
ever. Bachelor Mondays.
So excited.
Cute. Well, stay safe out there, friends. Get vaccinated. See you soon. Love ya. Ciao.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.